Welcome to July 13th, 2021 on the National Day Calendar. Today we celebrate warrior cows and wartime spuds.
Things that are soft. Clouds, puppies, pillows, hand sanitizer. No, really. SafPower hand sanitizer cream is made with cold-pressed safflower oil. SafPower moisturizes and rejuvenates your skin while also protecting you from harmful germs. For more on the difference you can feel, visit safpower.com.
We think of cows as peaceful, gentle giants grazing in fields of tall grass. But in Viking mythology, they were viewed very differently. Legend tells the tale of a battle cow named Sabilja, who led warriors into war, charging at the front of their battle line. The bellowing from this animal sent a chill up the spines of her enemies, and she was an unstoppable war machine. According to the legends, she ran over everyone and everything in her path until one day a giant fell on top of her. We didn't make any of this up. Honest! On National Cow Appreciation Day, celebrate the fact that our favorite farm animal was moved to hang up her battle armor and head out to pasture. Enjoy a milkshake or snack on some cheese, but whatever you do, don't eat burgers or steak. The last thing we need is a bovine uprising.
You know what my new nickname is?
Sabilja.
Yes, it is. Any kid will tell you that fries are their favorite vegetable. But depending on where you live, they may be called something else. The recipe for French fried potatoes first appeared in an English cookbook in 1856. But some believe the name became popular during World War I. When American soldiers discovered the fried potatoes served in French-speaking Belgium, the nickname took hold. Legend has it that potatoes were first fried in Belgium in 1690 during a particularly cold winter. When the river froze and people couldn't get to their supply of fish, they cooked up potato slivers instead. And today, no one would argue with making fries a meal. On National French Fry Day, serve them with chili or cheese, ketchup or mayo. No matter where you live, this veggie is worth a supersized celebration.
I can't believe people use mayo. Sorry.
Where's the gravy on the list?
Ooh.
Gravy!
Well, I like it. Tomorrow, it's National Mac and Cheese Day.
Such a great food week.
I know. I'm Anna DeVere.
I'm Marlo Anderson.
Thanks for joining us as we celebrate every day.
See you tomorrow.
I'd try gravy on mac and cheese.